Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we've got a great topic, why you should get a business mentor. Why should you get a business mentor, Tim?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. To me, the one that kind of stands out the most is you don't know what you don't know. And getting a business mentor can help you navigate through some of the things that you're not even sure are going to come up because you haven't been there yet. A business mentor has been through, you know, if you get a good business mentor that, you know, applies to what you're doing, they've been in your shoes before and they can help you anticipate some of the problems before they happen, because you might think that you kind of mentally have, you know, everything planned out and you know the path to get there, but you don't know what you don't know. There's things that are going to come up that you haven't thought of because you haven't been in that situation yet.
Yeah, they're going to help you navigate the potentially troubled waters ahead. While you were talking, that's what was going through my mind. And, you know, another reason why you're going to want to get a business mentor is knowledge is power, you know. So when I started, you know, building WordPress websites, I really didn't know anything about building websites or WordPress, so I started learning. I definitely did not know how to build a WordPress business. So as I'm going along, I started to meet people who had been in the business just a little bit longer than me. And, you know, I realized the value of cultivating those relationships to help me learn certain aspects of my web business that, you know, that they could help me learn more. So, you know, when you're running a WordPress business, you've got to have a very diverse skill set, you know, which is taxes, what I'm responsible for, how to get clients, how to build websites, you know, how to build a multitude of websites, how to find clients to build those websites. There's just a ton of things that are going on. Tim, go ahead. You look like you want to say something.
Yeah. And no, that's 100% true, David, because I was going to say, when I first started building websites, I didn't think of all those other things that you need to know to actually build a business around it. I was thinking, oh, I just need to get good at building websites and then people will pay me and that's it. But that's just a piece of the puzzle, being able to build the website. Yeah, that's great if you can, you know, build really great websites that look awesome and people love. But in order to actually have this successful business, which is what we talk a lot about here on WP the Podcast, there's other pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah, and I'm going to kind of throw a little plug out here. It may be a little bit a premature plug. I don't think so. Tim and I already have quite a bit done on this. And, you know, Tim and I, obviously we have WP the Podcast. We have our related WordPress web design businesses that we both run. You know, Tim and I have built our businesses from scratch, from the ground up. And, you know, we do, you know, cumulatively well into the seven figures in 2018. So I would consider that to be a pretty successful WordPress business person that knows how to build a WordPress business. So Tim and I have decided to share this knowledge with, you know, people, because honestly, we do it on a regular basis, on a daily basis, on a one-on-one. And we just decided, well, why don't we put out a course this year? You know, why don't we just share this knowledge of, you know, how to build and run a successful WordPress business?
Yeah, and this is something that we had been wanting to do for a while, and now we're like, it's happening this year, we're going to buckle down. So we have the whole course kind of planned out, and so we're really excited to get it going. But I think probably the main thing that's going to make it different than other things out there is, yes, we're going to show you how to build websites with WordPress, but we're also going to show you how to get clients, you know, how to basically structure a business, how to outsource so you can get help and scale your business. Things that typically aren't taught when you're learning WordPress. And so I think that's going to be, it's going to be a real hit.
Yeah. So look for that in the next probably 45 days, you should start seeing some type of content coming out. We will allow people to sign up early, And early signups and stuff will obviously have some type of discount and stuff. But this is going to be the do-it-yourselfers or people who are struggling in their existing WordPress business and they want to take it to the next level. We think we've got a lot of experience and knowledge to share with you and stuff. So I think that's about it. I promise we didn't come up with this topic to specifically pitch you on our course that's coming up in the third quarter. We, as we were talking, because we both know the value of having mentors in certain aspects of your business and stuff. As we were talking about it, Tim and I looked at each other and we were like, dude, we got to tell them about the course, you know? Yeah. So we told you about the course.
Yep, absolutely. And yeah, so in a way, as being part of the course, David and I get to be your mentors.
Yeah. All right. Well, be sure to join us tomorrow for episode 182, when you should use a WordPress multi-site. And if you don't know what a multi-site is, come back tomorrow and Tim's going to define it for you. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.